We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I love this song. Is this a Willie Nelson cover? Oh, Let It Play. Goodness. What a tune, Landfill. I'm confident Cody's never heard this in his life. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, we are joined by our friend, Mr. Josh Norris, on the BetQL guest line. Presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. I believe Mr. Norris is our fan, is our Odyssey fantasy football insider. Josh, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Doing well. We could just play that song for 15 minutes if you wanted to instead.
No, I want. It's tough because there are times when the guests I don't actually want to talk to, and I wish we could just play music, but I actually want to talk to you. I have a lot of questions for you, but that is a great song. Maybe we'll re-rack it at the end of the show or something. How are you? How's everything?
Good. Week five feels like the sky is falling a little bit after 4 weeks of the season. I think we have, a pretty good handle on some of these teams, but a lot of these teams just need to show up. And I'm sure that's how, a lot of the fans around your area feel about the defense as well.
Totally. So I just read, and we just talked about this Bill Barnwell article from ESPN that just came out, I think this morning, but certainly this week. And Barnwell predicts that Washington's defense will actually start to play better because the sample has just been so small, and their third down struggles are on a historic level, and they just won't stay that bad on third down, and that they should kind of, stabilize. And I'm wondering, taking that to the big picture for you from a fantasy perspective, but maybe on the Washington defense, but just kind of across the league, is there anything you think that in the first 4 weeks is really far off kilter and will kind of come back to normal over the next 4-8 weeks course of the season?
I think that's a really good question. This might be a bit of a curveball, but it's somewhat of an island game on Sunday morning. The Falcons and the Jets. I went back and watched all of Zach Wilson's play in their first win of the season last week for the Jets. And I mean, he screwed up a lot in his first 3 weeks. I think everyone knows it. He was trying to stay inside the pocket. He was making some really bad reads, forcing passes that weren't there, and, dealing with a lot of pressure that he didn't at BYU. I mean, I think you know this at BYU. It was like throwing highways that he had to work with.
Sure.
Now, you look at that offense, and it's Mike LaFleur, who's obviously Matt LaFleur's brother, who has Aaron Rodgers, but then they also come from the, Kyle Shanahan tree, who has had quarterbacks like Jimmy Garoppolo of recent years. And while those offenses have like a bunch of overlap, one like key difference between the two stands out, and it's trusting your quarterback to make big time throws outside of the pocket. And Jimmy can't do that. And Aaron Rodgers is one of the best at it. I'm not going to say that Zach Wilson is Aaron Rodgers, but he has the ability to do that. And the game is starting to slow down for him now. And what they're allowing him to do is kind of settle into the game for the first two quarters. And then, like, once he really gets in the flow, man, is he hitting some insane throws outside the numbers, outside the pocket, where he's already, like, redirecting wide receivers all the way down the field. So, look, I don't know how many games the Jets are going to win. I don't expect them to go even close to 500. But with Jamison Crowder, especially with Corey Davis, and with Zach Wilson, I think we could have some really, really fun weeks coming up, and especially if this young team on the Jets can match up really well from an experience standpoint that the Falcons bring to the table on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I love the London game, just waking up and having football on already. Are there any performances that you think are going to come back to life? Maybe some folks, like a guy like Cooper Kupp, right, who has just been killing it for the Rams. Is that sustainable? Will he come back down to earth a little bit? Or are there other guys like that around the league?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, on yesterday's Underdog Football Show, there's this contest on Underdog where someone wins $1 million just from drafting a team this summer. And we look through the top five teams, and the three consistent pieces on all of them, basically, were Derrick Henry, were Cooper Kupp, and were Deebo Samuel. And it's interesting because Robert Woods is being drafted ahead of Cooper Kupp, and Brandon Ayuk was being drafted two or three rounds ahead of Deebo Samuel. Now, we might see, at least this week, a change at the quarterback position with the 49ers. But I think regardless, the offense flows through Deebo Samuel. While Brandon Ayuk is a great talent, I believe, and just has like a real struggle to the start of the season, he's finally running routes in basically every single dropback. Even with Trey Lance in the ballgame, what Deebo has always been, because it's not like Jimmy's been hitting downfield throws really, he's an extension of the run game. So they get him on crossing routes over the middle in the short to intermediate areas of the field. Or they get him in like jet sweep situations, and when that primary read isn't open down the field, boom, he's out there in the flat, make someone miss, make two people miss, make three people miss. It's why the rest of the NFL is searching constantly for their own Deebo Samuel. I mean, look at Kadarius Toney as a first-round pick with the Giants. So Deebo, to me, can sustain, despite being a sixth, seventh-round selection this summer, like a top 10, top 11 wide receiver season the rest of the way, because he is the featured piece in that offense for sure.
It's going to be interesting watching that Niners offense unfold if Trey Lance is out there significantly. Joining the show now is Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcast. So, Norris, I want to talk a little bit more specifically about Washington here. We're about to have the great Taylor Heineke debate. And basically, you have folks on one side that are like, this guy's not good. He wasn't drafted. He's been kicked around the NFL for so long because he's not good. And then the other side of it, and those folks are saying, well, eventually people will realize it. You know, the other shoe will drop. And the flip side of that is just how he's played through now three starts and the start last year against Tampa. And there's a real following and belief in this guy among a number of folks. How big does a sample size need to grow to start believing in a player like Heineke?
It's a really good question. And don't you remember a couple of years ago, and by the way, there's some overlap here with offensive coordinators, when Cam was hurt, then, Kyle Allen has like eight touchdowns and zero interceptions in a 3 or 4 game sample.
Sure.
And Kyle Allen is the future of the Panthers. Now, I don't think that Kyle Allen and Taylor Heineke are necessarily similar players. I think that Taylor Heineke is much more of a gamer. Like, whenever he starts, and I think you and I have had this conversation a few times on this show, like, he never believes a play is dead, and he also believes at times he has the strongest arm in the NFL. And so that allows you to make some crazy throws that a typical player without his confidence would not even try to make. But if it's a snap too late, a tick too long on like a primary read, then his arm can get you in trouble. Here's a big question for me this week. The Saints defense last weekend allowed eight plays of 20 plus yards, including two 50 plus yard touchdown throws by Daniel Jones. Taylor Heineke's stats this year in terms of down the field throws have been awful, awful. I mean, he's 28th in the NFL in terms of deep ball passing. Is this the type where the Saints, at least last week, actually the entire season, they've been pretty good against the deep ball, but they were susceptible to downfield shots last week, and it really won the Giants the game. can he maximize on that? Does getting a talent, hopefully, like Curtis Samuel, a little bit more involved despite him missing practice, does that help as well? We know Terry McLaurin's an absolute baller. So while I think it's okay, and I know I'm going long-winded here, I think it's okay to bring up the concerns and the criticisms because those are all warranted. To me, he's like the ideal backup that can keep you in it for 3 or 4 to 5 weeks, but you need to remain extremely aggressive at the position once like the off season rolls around.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing with Heinicke, no matter what happens, he's going to stay aggressive. And I've had this debate with the guys on the podcast that, oh, you know, they want him to be more of a game manager. And Ron has said game manager, like you can't tell this guy to change the way he plays. You can have him be smarter about sliding when he runs or getting out of bounds and avoiding taking collisions. But you have to take the interceptions in Buffalo, although those were dumb mistakes. I mean, that was just he's staring guys down and not going to his reads. He's trying to force stuff.
And the Bills are incredible. They're incredible totally. On both sides of the ball.
I mean, the Bills... You know that Washington scored more points against the Bills than their other three opponents combined?
Yeah. Wow. That's a great stat.
The Bills have two shutouts in their last three games. Shutouts are damn... Washington hasn't had a shutout since Beamich was playing. Like
it's embarrassing for a team to not score points in the NFL in 2021.
Absolutely. And they have two of them in the last three games. And if you want to discount the Houston game, fine. But what about the Dolphins? Anyway... You can't change who Heinicke is, and you got to let him do his thing. And I think one of the best parts of Taylor Heinicke's game is that he's always going to be aggressive. We're talking with Josh Norris from Underdog Fantasy. Go ahead, Norris.
So we say that about Taylor Heinicke, but then let's focus in on the opponent this weekend, because what is Sean Payton trying to do with Jameis Winston? Basically not put him in an environment to even like fail in at all. Like, again, through four games, he's only attempted 86 passes. That's crazy. That's like two Jared Goff games in garbage time, you know? Right. So to me, that's fascinating. And I understand it because Jameis, I think we all believe, has a great arm. And the Saints have no downfield players. I mean, none. So who knows if this changes once Michael Thomas comes back in week 7. But also what they're doing is changing Alvin Kamara's role. I mean, he is on track now or over 300 attempts this season on the ground, but just 56 targets, which is so drastically different than it has been before. So it's an odd dynamic to have with Jameis Winston as your quarterback, because he can give you the high variance roller coaster highs and lows of it, and he's still giving you those every once in a while, like those true Jameis Winston plays. But again, they're 2-2. They're getting more healthy on defense. They should have won that game against the Giants last week, and as their offensive line pieces together, I think their goal is to like grind out wins for the entire season.
Yeah, it's remarkable with Jameis. I mean, the numbers, his passing yards, he went 148, 111, 128, and then he broke out for 226 last week. It's bananas. I mean, New Orleans, you know, we all remember them as this high-scoring, up-tempo offense, and now they're just trying to play defense and run the ball and grind games, like you're saying. I honestly think that kind of plays to Washington's strengths right now, because their offense is able to move the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I think a major part is the second-level linebacker play for Washington this weekend. Like, Jamin Davis, as we all know, is a great athlete. But I think his eyes get him in trouble at times. His momentum gets in trouble at times. Like, but then you see it all like work together in a great package, and then he's making splash plays, right? So I think his development on the fly is going to be really tested against New Orleans. Now they're out and have been out for a little bit. Their left tackle in Teron Smith, their center in Eric McCoy. So that can help you in terms of just blocking. But yeah, I mean, I would expect, you know, 25 carries for Alvin Kamara this weekend. And I think we're going to find out really early on if the Saints have come up with different running packages and running schemes that they know are kind of outsmarting the second level of Washington's defense, because we know the defensive line can absolutely get it done.
Certainly. Maybe this is the game. The numbers suggest that They're going to put it together at some point. All right, we're talking with Josh Norris, Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider. I'm going to hit you just with some specific position questions for me, for myself. Can I trust Chase Edmonds, the Cardinals running back? I have like a terrible running back soup of Miles Gaskin, Tony Pollard, Chase Edmonds, Kenneth Gainwell, the kid from the Eagles. I still have Tyson Williams, who I should probably just cut, the guy from the Ravens. I picked up Jarrett Patterson because Antonio Gibson keeps getting nicked up. I don't know. Anybody you like out of that soup?
I really like Chase Edmonds. Now, there's nothing that's going to change at the moment for the Cardinals because everything's working. Why would it change? But his role right now is between the 20s, and he's excelling in that area. I mean, he was so good on Sunday. But here's the big difference. He has 10 red zone opportunities this season, including 3 receptions. Chase Edmonds does. James Conner has this, you know, banger role. 14 red zone touches for James Conner and 9 touches inside the 10-yard line that have resulted in 4 touchdowns. And he's doing well in that. And that's exactly – Kenyon Drake was awful last year, but Kenyon Drake got home because of those inside the 10-yard carries. And then it's not just James Conner who's getting those. Obviously, Kyler Murray is one of the best short yardage inside the 10, inside the 20 runners in the entire league. So I think you have to live with this. We know that the Cardinals are going to move the ball. We know that they spread it out, and that allows for light boxes for Chase Edmonds, who's slippery and gets to the second and the third level. But you're getting yards. It's just yards, and unless he breaks off a big touchdown, now the upside is also there. Well, what happens if James Conner gets hurt? Then Chase Edmonds is going straight to the moon, and you have a potential top 12 running back the rest of the season. The same could be said if Chase Edmonds gets hurt, and then James Conner has that as well. But look, I think you have a very stable floor for rushing totals right now. I'm just not sure the ceiling is there because he's just not getting those high value touches.
I'll take a steady floor though. It's a, you know, it's a 14 person league. I'm cool with that. All right, I'm now on the trust Chase Edmonds train. Last thing, Norris, I wanted to point out that B. Mitch and I are in a fantasy football league together. I am in third place. B. Mitch is in ninth place. And
oh, no.
I am 3-1. B is 2-2. And Landfill actually manages B. Mitch. You want to get to a place in life where somebody manages your fantasy football team for you. That's where B. Mitch is. But I think their team kind of stinks and is falling apart. And I just want you to tell them their team stinks, basically. Landfill, you can defend yourself if you want.
I mean, I can't really. Inexplicably, B. Mitch picked a guy who hasn't played fantasy football in 16 years to manage his team. And all of our players are hurt. We have 7 guys who are questionable for Sunday's games. It's a disaster.
Ouch.
Who is your best player?
I couldn't see B. Mitch grinding the inactives on Sunday morning. I don't really see that in his life plan at the moment.
Who was your first round pick? A.J. Brown?
I think it was Aaron Jones.
Okay.
So yeah, that works.
They got Jones and Mixon. A.J. Brown being hurt hurts you. You got Cooper and Dak. I like my squad in that league. Is there anybody you're expecting a big week from this week, Josh?
Oh.
For the DFS question out there.
Please say Dak.
Dak is incredible right now. And I understand like last week it was only what, like 22 pass attempts.
Yeah.
But what he's doing in terms of like his command of the offense is just ludicrous. And he's putting them in the right position to succeed. And all those people that put Ezekiel Elliott 6 feet under and said that Tony Pollard needs to start, like, you should be embarrassed. Because Ezekiel Elliott is still
but it's also because I have Tony
doing
Pollard
all the difficult
on my fantasy
things
team.
And picking up all the difficult yardage, and then his pass protection is important. So this Cowboys offense is getting back to where it was when they could lead early and then hammer opponents for, you know, the remaining 3 quarters with Zeke on the ground.
All right, last one. Pick 3 of these 4 wideouts. CeeDee Lamb, Cooper Kupp, Steph Diggs, Antonio Brown.
You got to say Antonio Brown. The Stephon Diggs situation is somewhat similar to DeAndre Hopkins in that teams are throwing the ball a lot. They're putting up a bunch of points, but you know, some of the other pieces are still taking away from those spots. Diggs, it's happening. It will happen. You'll get some positive regression. You kind of bought at the peak. It was like, I don't know, NBA Top Shot last February, but that's okay. It's still going to be great for the rest of the season. Those are loaded 3 wide receiver groups. And while I think Antonio Brown could start for maybe B. Mitch's team, probably not yours.
I like everything you said there. Last one. Pick two of these three running backs, Antonio Gibson, Mike Davis, Latavius Murray.
Dude, this Mike Davis stuff is so frustrating. I sent out a tweet earlier today. 89% of his rushing yards this season have come after contact. He's been manufacturing all those, and he caught a touchdown pass last week where he had to break four tackles.
Well, we watched it here, trust me.
Yeah, it was ludicrous. I don't think we have misevaluated the Mike Davis player. I think we've misevaluated the team. And this Cordarrelle Patterson stuff, as you guys know, he's the only explosive piece on that offense, and that's after Calvin Ridley and Kyle Pitts. So I truly don't feel like you can start Mike Davis right now until and unless the Falcons turn it around.
Norris, we appreciate your time as always, buddy. Good luck this weekend. Everybody check out Underdog Football. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. That was Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts. Coming up next, Heineke time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Because the Dolphins make me cry. Nothing I can do. Oh, almost. Hold on. Let's get one good. One good one. Turn it up. Oh, it's a whole nother verse. Landfill loves Hootie, I'm learning. Sing it, Landfill. You're singing in there. Landfill sings and dances until the mic comes on. You won't sing. But there's nothing I can do. Only want to be with you. Lambie, I'll give you $1 if you can name this album.
Ooh.
I think it's like one of the all-time best-selling albums ever.
It's not Tangled Up in Blue, is it?
No. Isn't that a Bob Dylan song?
It is, but I mean, they say that in this song. And it was like a whole controversy.
No. The album is called Cracked Rearview.
I actually was going to say Rearview Mirror, but I think that's Pearl Jam.
This album's called Cracked Rearview.
Okay.
And I think at one point in time, it was like one of the highest selling albums ever. Because it had...
They were popular in the 90s, and pretty much right after that, album stopped selling.
Right, that's true. Only Want to Be With You was a smash. Hold My Hand, smash. Let Her Cry, big. And I think I'm Going Home was also really big. I 1,000,000% owned that Hootie and the Blowfish album on CD in probably high school, is my guess. They're saying that came out in 94, so maybe that was middle school.
Rearview Mirror is the name of Pearl Jam's greatest hits album.
All right, good to know. Let's get a little serious, all right? I walked in the door of this here radio station at like 8:55. Landfill was not here. I'd like to point that out. I sat down, started talking with the boys. That's generally what we do. Is we all just, like the S talk you hear on the radio is also what you hear in the commercials, in the bullpen. Just we're allowed to curse over there. We're not allowed to curse over here. The conversation got to Taylor Heineke. And it got to Taylor Heineke because Brendan Dar, the producer of Kevin Sheehan's show, is a bona fide hater. I think you could kind of describe Dar as a hater in most avenues of life, but certainly when it comes to Taylor Heineke. And there are numbers to support why you think Heineke's no good, right? I'm not a fool. I understand the anti-Heineke argument, okay? Like, I get that. But at the same time, he's playing well right now. So Landfill, to me, two things. Let's try to set up just our baseline of truth here. And you are kind of a hater as well.
Just in general, I'm a hater.
Right.
Yeah. Hater of Ben Roethlisberger. Hater of Cliff Kingsbury.
So let's just establish a couple of truths.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Heineke is playing well right now.
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. We establish that as truth. Taylor Heineke is an undrafted NFL journeyman that doesn't have the strongest arm in the game. That's also true.
That's also true. Correct.
Okay. And so the simple premise for Brendan Dar and the Brendan Dars of the world is that the bottom's going to fall out because the bottom always falls out on guys that are undrafted, unproven, not the strongest arm. And it's only a matter of time. And he has stats to back that up. I have stats. I have the eye test. I just know what it's like watching this young man, that everything is wild and crazy, but perhaps that's just his game. And if you look statistically right now at what he's doing, he's competing at a relatively high level. He has, how many passing touchdowns do you think Heineke has?
I know that he has 8.
And he's run for 2 more?
I think one more.
So 9 total touchdowns. He only has the 2 picks. 3 picks. You're right. Forgive me. But my question, and we'll open the phone lines up on this. I think it's going to be a long discussion. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How long of a sample does Heineke have to provide for people to stop saying that it's a fluke? How many games does he have to play well in for people to buy that he's just a good quarterback and that quarterbacks sometimes emerge when you're not expecting? Don't call me with Kurt Warner. Don't call me with Tony Romo. I'll give you Jeff Garcia. That's the one I've been saying for a while. I think that's possible. I also wonder, if Heineke was a 5th-round draft pick, how different would everybody feel about this? If he was a 6th-rounder by the Colts in 2017, then the whole conversation would be, oh, wow, it just took him a while to find the right situation and figure out his game. But because he's undrafted, he's undersized, doesn't have the biggest arm, for a lot of folks, it just doesn't matter. Scott Turner talked about this a couple weeks ago, that perception becomes reality, and he'll always just be undrafted and undersized to a lot of people. But he's undrafted and he's undersized right now, and he's playing well. Listen, the two wins Washington has are largely to his credit. The defense not getting stops. Defense giving up 30 a game, and they still won. They got some out of the run game. But Heinicke just makes plays. Certainly, you got to credit Terry McLaurin. There are others to credit, absolutely. But as far as quarterbacks go in this town, it's been a while since we've had a playmaker at quarterback. And I'm not entirely convinced it's all going to fall apart. A lot of people are. Dar is convinced it's going to fall apart. One of the guys on the Junkies this morning told me he expects it to all fall apart. I'm not entirely convinced it will. So my question is, why is everyone so convinced it's going to fall apart? And at what point do we stop debating that it's all going to fall apart? At what point is the sample big enough that we're like, you know what? This is who he is. Throws a couple picks, but this guy just runs around and makes crazy plays. He's now started four games for this organization and played well in three of them. 75%. How much you got to see out of this dude? Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's go to my guy, Manny. Manny, what's up, dude? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's up, man? I've been a Redskins fan for a long time. And I know our situation with the quarterback is it's not that good. But Heinicke, I think, man, he might be a young Brett Favre. You know, when Brett came in the league, when he got drafted by Atlanta, he has some hardcomings. And Heinicke, he's going through some hardcomings right now. But I'm not saying he's going to be Brett Favre. No, I'm not saying that at all. Because Brett Favre, Hall of Famer. But his game is on the lines of Brett Favre.
Well, and I mean, he'll tell you that Favre's the guy he grew up watching, the guy he grew up loving. Thank you for the call, Manny. I'm looking up. So people forget. People only remember Brett as the Packers MVP Super Bowl winner. He didn't get on the field his first year in Atlanta, and then they traded him. But Brett Favre was a second-round draft pick in 91. He wasn't the answer that he became. I don't know that I'm going to invoke Brett Favre when I talk about Taylor Heinicke. My comp continues to be Jeff Garcia. I think that's what you hope he becomes. I do wonder why folks are so convinced that it won't work, and how long do you need to stop being convinced? If he plays this way for another five games, are you convinced? Does it have to be the whole year? I mean, Brendan Dar, hater of the year, sent me a whole list of quarterbacks that are one-year wonders. Two or three of them played for the Washington football team. Is Heinicke a one-year wonder? Does Heinicke play well enough that they can't even give Fitz his job back when the hip gets better? There's a million questions with this Taylor Heinicke thing. I, however, am not convinced the other shoe's going to drop. Are you? Phone lines are packed. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're doing calls. Plus, we'll hear from Landfill. Cody Betts is on the Brendan Dar side of the fence, has a number of negative stats he's going to present. Landfill has all these terrible names he wrote down. We're getting to all of it. Big-time Heinicke conversation next on The Fan.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Just wait. When do we stop waiting? When do we believe that this is who he is? And if he was a draft pick, would we already be believing? If he was a fourth rounder, instead of an undrafted guy out of Old Dominion, if he was a fourth rounder out of Iowa State, I think people would buy it already. Cody Betts, you do not buy Taylor Heinicke?
No, I do like him, and I like him more than I like Ryan Fitzpatrick leading this team moving forward because we have seen a lot of Ryan Fitzpatrick, and we know what he can and cannot do. There's still a lot of unknown about Taylor Heinicke, but so far, I like it. He gives them a spark. He gives them a jolt. He can move outside the pocket, which is what I think you need in a quarterback this day and age. I think he's doing a good job.
Now give me the stats.
Here are the stats. The PFF grade, I think we talked about it a little bit yesterday. He's 31 out of 35 NFL quarterbacks in PFF rating. 58.8. And to put that into perspective, Tom Brady is leading the league at number one. He's at 92.8. I'm not good at math either, but that's like 30 points higher.
Sure.
So the only people that are underneath Taylor Heinicke in the PFF grade, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Big Ben, and Davis Mills. Not one of those guys do I want on my team right now.
That's tough company. Now let me, the flip side of that is Heinicke's averaging 240 a game, 8 touchdowns against 3 picks. He's run for another one. His rating is 105.9. He's completing almost 70% of his passes. Those stats count too.
No, those are awesome. And I think we see that. We've seen 5 games of Taylor Heinicke now. And I think now is when Scott Turner, the offensive coordinator, needs to tailor the game around Heinicke. Figure out what his strengths are and attack those. If he's completing 70% of his passes, keep doing that. He's not turning the ball over a lot. He's gotten bailed out a few times. He's had one really, really bad pick in Buffalo. Tailor the game around him. Figure out what he does well.
Let's see what the phones think. How much of Heinicke do you need to see for it to be legit? Christian in Manassas, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line.
Hey, what's up, JP? How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. I think Heinicke won't be good long term because, I mean, he's just too limited, man. I think he's doing well because, one, I mean, you saw Terry make that crazy catch that should have been an incompletion or probably would have been incompleted like 7 out of 10 times, but I mean, Scott Turner has helped him with his play calling, but, I mean, he's just too limited, man. He can't do everything. I don't know. And like I said, I probably have a stronger arm than him. I don't know how long he's going to last, man.
I bet you don't have a stronger arm than him, but thank you for the call. The throws to the sideline are a problem. I will admit that. But, all right, so that is one vote. I don't know how long it's going to last. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. Anthony, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Like I said, I think I am very optimistic. I think that he's been doing a great job. I've seen him in the Tampa Bay game last year in the playoffs. I think that he is a poised young man. I think he's moving around in the pocket a lot, and you have to have guys that can step up and that can get away from that pressure. Yeah, I think he's going to make mistakes, but I can live with that. I can live with him making mistakes. Other than watching Ryan Fitzpatrick throw 3 and 4 interceptions every 2 or 3 games, like he's the undrafted player. And I also think that he's going to be better when you have better players around him. And if you just give him time, I mean, he's exciting. He plays hard and he competes. And that's all I can ask for is a guy that don't quit on himself, a guy to keep his head up, and a guy that keep on competing, just like he did against the Giants and just like he did against the Falcons.
There is no quit in Heinicke. I agree with you there, Anthony. I appreciate the call, man. Listen, like, I get Anthony's call. Like, that just makes sense to me. Yes, Cody.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick was putting up these exact same numbers through 4 games, this town would be going bananas.
Totally.
They would be in love with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Totally.
Why are they not in love with a guy that's 15 years younger than him that can actually move outside of the pocket? Why? Why are we still skeptical? Let him play. Let him do his thing.
And the flip side is, if Kirk Cousins was putting up these exact same numbers, which he kind of did a few years ago, people would say he sucked. It's just, I don't know. Well, you want Fitz? Let's talk about it. James, you're on, I guess it's kind of just Finley today. You're on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, JP.
What's up, buddy?
You know it's James Dean, a.k.a. James Dean.
Oh, I think you owe us $500, dude.
Well, the season is not over yet.
That's fair. That's fair.
The season is not over. Slow your roll.
Now, you had him winning 13 games. Do I remember that right?
Let's go. I said 12-6.
Okay.
I want to downgrade a little bit.
12-5, I think. I'm no math guy, but you got him playing 18. 12-5.
12-5.
Okay.
Right. 12-5 is good.
We'll follow up in another month or so. But please, go ahead about Heinicke.
Well, listen, I appreciate what the young lad has done. He is exciting. He has moxie. He's mobile. He can extend plays. But what scares me about him is just the lack of arm power. And some of his passes are just too high and way too sloppy. And for that reason, I would rather have Fitzpatrick. As soon as he's healthy, get him back in. I think his experience, I think the numbers that Fitz has put up in the last few years, his stats have been way, way, way excellent than anything Heinicke have done more recently. So I would rather go with the veteran if he gets healthy, in my opinion. I know a lot of people would agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
I would certainly feel comfortable with the deep ball game from Ryan Fitzpatrick than
I don't think Heinicke struggles on the deep ball. I mean, he's connected on some deep passes. I think it's throwing outside. Thank you for the call, Jimmy Dean. We always appreciate you, buddy. It's throwing to the outsides where corners have more time to read it and jump the route. That's what scares me with Heinicke. Not the straight deep stuff, because usually that's a bigger drop. It's the outside quick game where you don't have a deep drop. Corners can react a lot quicker. I mean, that's where a lot of balls get picked off from the best quarterbacks, let alone a guy that might not have the strongest arm. We are taking your calls on Taylor Heinicke. How big does the sample need to be before people will start believing? Phone lines are packed. We're going to get to everybody next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.